This call is being recorded.
All of the energies still moving into those dark places. Then be aware as these energies, as this consciousness wave moves across the planet, especially as it hits in its more fuller form to later into the month of June, around the summer solstice. See that wave changing consciousness and everywhere it hits. People that are engulfed in this wave become more aware, more conscious. Where some would be holding weapons, see them dropping their weapons, see them clasping what was their enemy's hand, but now is their brother, their sister. See everyone knowing and becoming aware as being one. Consciousness changing across the planet, that those that would harm the earth in many different ways, coal mining, oil, all the different things that the oil and gas industry is doing to harm the earth, those that spread the chemtrails are now very vastly dissipating, see them being gone completely. The earth blossoming again, flowers, trees, everything taking on a new light, a new energy, a new aura, even new colors emerging as the energies rise, as the vibrations continue to increase. The entire world coming together as one, as the ships begin to land. Many different places throughout the planet. Those that are there to greet them. The sign that is given from those that step off of the ship show that we are all one. Further into the future, airports being turned into spaceports, car travel coming to a halt as we know it now, no longer a use for it, no more trucking industry, no more factories spewing off harmful gases and smoke into the atmosphere. Everything becoming clean and pristine as we move into the higher vibrations of the new golden age, into the fifth dimensional experience. Don't just see it, feel it. Feel the energies. Feel the consciousness shift. Know that this is the future and the now of man. Allow yourselves now to begin to shift out of wherever you found yourself. If you stepped out of your Merkaba light body, light vehicle, step back into it and to make your way back to your physical body, back down the pillar of light, back down to your physical form. As you enter your physical form, bring those high vibrations that you felt high consciousness. Bring that back into your body. In your Merkaba light vehicle. Let that surround your body, your physical body, as a force field, as a shield. Always there for you to step into anytime you wish. It is a part of you and you are a part of it. And now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed.
I am the Divine Mother. So pleased to be with you all this day. As you come back into your body, feel the blue color in this room. Feel the blue color that brings peace, brings calmness to you. We know there are so many things happening on this planet. We know that this is a group that is eager to do that which they came to do. And to do it with great, great abilities. Many of you are opening your abilities now. Those who have not yet opened to their abilities are soon to see those. For as this group raises in its vibration, each and every person experiences the newness. And my tsunami of love is sweeping across the planet. It has begun. It will be in full strength by the end of this month. However, you have this now. Imagine that this room is filled with pure energy to change everything that you are, everything that you are now. Imagine that this energy moves in from the outside to the very depth of your being. Feel as this energy changes who you are, changes what you are. This is possible right now. This is possible because of who you are and the agreement you made to be here at this time. We know that there are some in this bigger group who are experiencing things that they may not have thought they would ever experience, or they thought they were past. And yet, they're in the midst of a variety of different life situations. Know that this is going to occur for many. For good. And for those who may not want to interpret their experiences as good. But all of these experiences help you to become even more of what you are in the larger organism called humanity. Each of you is precious beyond words. And it is my greatest pleasure to bring this energy to you today so that you can personally experience it, and personally touch it, taste it. Know that it is here. It is bringing your DNA online. It is bringing all of the aspects of your being, your additional chakras, your additional aspects of what is going to be now. The world moves at its own pace, and you are individuals. Each of you has your own path to move. Some of you have partners in this life. And those who have partners, we have heard fewer and fewer comments that those who they are with do not seem to be on the same track, because everyone is moving forward now. Everyone is experiencing, in small doses or large, the newness of this world. Continue with your path of manifestation, and know that everything is at hand for you now. My blessings to each of you.
Mani Padme Om. Greetings to one who serves here with you to answer your questions. But before we do this, Shira is standing by as well. But before we do this, we wish to address, as the Divine Mother has spoken of, that there are many things that are happening, and many people are going to experience many different understandings and awarenesses that are occurring at this time. Some are going to be seemingly positive, some are going to be seemingly negative, but what we wish to help you understand is it is all one. There is no positive, there is no negative, it is all one. It is all coming to the neutrality. That is what is important here, to find neutrality in every situation, to be unattached, to find an understanding and an awareness that everything is as it needs to be, and that's all it is. And if you come to that understanding, then anything that is happening in the particular moment that you are in now, you will realize this is just part of the illusion that is being created by you for various reasons, and also those that are involved in it with you are a part of this illusion as well, in this creation process. And it is happening for a reason. And the reason is part of the great orchestration that we have been speaking of, because there is orchestration at the higher levels, that you might say, and there are orchestrations that are happening at your level, not in terms of lower level, because you are no lower than we are, or that we are any higher than you are. It is all one. And you are all coming to this understanding of coming to a point where you are in complete neutrality, that everything is as it needs to be. Is there a music coming on from somewhere here?
I have it turned off.
There's nice music, at least.
Yeah.
Is it on the phone, or is it here in the room?
It's here. It's on the phone.
It's interesting. It's an alarm that I had on for today. And I have the sound turned off.
Very good. Please understand that there are going to be somewhat seemingly tumultuous times ahead. That is not to in any way to alarm you. It is just to allow you to be aware of things that are coming. But you see, it is not going to be for everyone. Everyone is, it is always to that those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. So some will experience the various negative, or what are seemingly negative aspects of these changes, and others will experience the very positive aspects of these changes. It all depends on where you are in any given moment. And remember, though, in that given moment, in the next moment, everything can shift. So if you are having a rather difficult time, everything can shift in the next moment. And the fact that you are in a particular situation is part of the orchestration that we speak of. In various ways, you are a part of that orchestration, and again, those that you are operating within are also part of this orchestration. So this is what we want you to take away from this, is that you are all a part of this, you all have your part to play, and there is no greater or lesser part. It is all just about coming to a neutral point of view where you can raise up in your vibrations and continue to stay in those higher vibrations. And once you are in those higher vibrations, people, you are there to stay. Once you are fully there, you are there to stay, and there will be no more coming back, dropping back down, coming back into the old 3D paradigm, because guess what? The 3D paradigm is going to be gone. So there will not be a 3D paradigm to drop back into eventually here. So continue to be in the present moment, because the present moment is what is taking you into the next moment and the next, and therefore your future as you create it. Okay?
Okay.
We have questions now for one who serves, and Ashira, who is, yes, standing by. Any questions at all?
So you were talking about the orchestration, and I understand why we created illusion, the drama around our families. I understand we have open issues that's not yet resolved. That's why it's being triggered. I realize all that, but I don't know where we are going from here. I don't. You said neutrality, but that's from our perspective. I'm thinking the neutrality is, you know, can I live with it? Then I go ahead and go forward, or is there another way to look at it? Because we are struggling here, trying to understand why this drama is created, understand there are issues that needs to be resolved, but don't understand where we are going from here.
You are going from here where you are going. That is the answer here, because you cannot determine where you are going from here. It is just that it is going to be. And there is to be no concern on your part, because you are moving through all of this. All of this is a part of what you need to have occur at this moment within this particular illusion. And we keep using this word illusion because that is exactly what it is. It is your creation. And you are creating whatever situation that you are in. And since you are creating whatever situation you are in, you can uncreate it or discreate it in the same way that you created it. This is what you need to come to understand. It is your creation, no one else's. And you are creating this to have a certain occurrence that you need to move through, and it is a letting go process. It is a cleansing process that is happening. So do not become bogged down into it. As soon as you become bogged down into it, you are back into the old 3D programming, and you will experience more of what you are attracting to yourself in this way. And the more that you let it go, the more that you can move on and go with the flow, as we say so often, and come to a point of being in a neutral point of view, not seeing anything as positive, not seeing anything as negative, it just is, and it is all part of the great orchestration, then you will move through this particular situation that you find yourself in now, just as if you were in a boat moving down the stream, gently going with the current, and having no concerns in the world. Okay? Ashira, anything to add here?
No, I think you did a splendid job.
Very good. Does this answer your question?
And I have a question about that.
Yes.
So, if someone is experiencing a challenge in their life, and it's a relationship challenge, for example, and there are others to protect in that relationship. Let's just say there's a child or something like that, okay, to protect. So, like, for example, let's say that I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that you're married to an alcoholic, for example, and the alcoholic is abusive. And that's an illusion, but it's a 3D illusion, but it's real. I mean, you're experiencing the trauma and pain of that relationship. Do you remove that relationship from your life, or do you continue with it?
Yes, we could answer this, but Tashira, do you want to speak on this?
I will speak on this initially, thank you. I cannot tell you what you should do. It's going to be up to you and the experience that you are to have and the experience that you are to have afterwards. You would be very good at looking at all sides of this. And if there is one in danger and you can remedy that by leaving the relationship, then that may be what you choose to do. Ever. These are all situations that will pass quickly in this world that you are in now. It may not seem so quickly if you are in the midst of it, but being in the midst of it also gives you that deep down feeling of what is to be done. So we will not answer you of what is to be done, but we know that it will be perfect for you when the decision is made. One who serves.
Yes, and whenever the situation arises where there is a potential of not being safe in some way, certainly in terms of a child and protecting a child, that is number one. You must always do that because you are the caretaker. You are the one that they came in to be with and to care for them until they can care for themselves. So certainly that is number one, always. And then beyond that, it is that just as Ashira has said, it is standing back and doing whatever you feel is the necessary or the best thing for you, but coming from your heart, not from your head, not from your mind, not from the old programming that you have become accustomed to, but following your heart, following that inner whisper that tells you which direction to go in. It will never lie to you. Your higher self cannot lie to you. It is not possible. So if you can listen to it and you can hear it and you know it, then follow that. And it will always take you in the direction that you need to go to, which is meant for you. So protect certainly those who need protection, but protect yourself as well throughout the process. Does this answer your question?
Sure, thank you.
Yes. Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
My name is Sarah. I'm trying to forgive a close family to me, but I can't forgive them. My heart tells me forgive them, but they hurt me so bad. They hurt me so bad. And every time I forgive them and I say, I forgive you, but they hurt me so much. But I'm trying to forgive them, but I cannot do that because what I remember how pain I was going through and I was almost going to die because they hurt me so much. But what I'm dreaming that week is just I feel that person in my dream, he came over and over trying to hurt me, and I see him, he came stab me in a knife in my stomach, and the other person the same thing, and I cannot sleep very well. I'm trying to forgive them, but I can't because they still come into my dream. But in my heart I forgive them what they did to me, but I'm still in a fear and I can't do anything. I'm trying to have any help to tell me what I can do for them.
Again, this is up to your higher self within you and to hear the answer coming from deep within you. But we can tell you, as far as your dreams go, look at them as dreams. They are not real. They are not personable to you. They have maybe an inner meaning that comes to you. And to listen to that as far as being aware of protecting yourself. But as far as the idea of forgiveness, we would always say in every situation that comes up, forgive. Father, they do not know what they do. Forgive them. For they know not what they do. Did not Yeshua himself on the cross say this? to all those that had persecuted him, that had put him on the cross, that had pierced his side, and all of these things that you hear of in this particular story that was given. This is what is important here, to always come to the neutrality that we are speaking of. And we are saying, whenever the situation comes, forgive. We are saying to forgive all of those that have harmed, even the ones that have created the harmful effects here on the planet, those that we call the cabal. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them all.
Okay.
The various cause and effect, the consequences of their actions will come back to them. It is an attraction process. You do not have to do it. You do not have to add to it. It will come to them regardless, because that is the universal law. It is the law of action. It is the law of consequence, or the law of cause and effect, rather. So there will be always an effect that comes from the cause. So it will always come back around, but it is not you that has to make it come back around.
I'm trying to forgive them, but
there is no try here. There is no try here. There is only to do. You can do it. Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Okay.
Just remember that again and again. And it will help you through all of this. There is never, and I repeat, never a situation where you hold animosity and revenge and all of these things, because all of these are part of the cabal programming that has been placed here to keep you entrapped in the 3D paradigm illusion here that has been created. So discreated, uncreated, whatever the word is that you use for this, and move beyond it. It is time now. It is time to put all of these things behind you and look for the reality in every situation. And if you do this, there can be no question then of, do I forgive or do I not forgive? Yes, you always forgive, and then always. Ashira, anything to add here?
I would just add, dear one, the forgiveness is something that you cannot just say, I forgive, and then walk away. Some people can, but we feel the pain that you are experiencing. As one who says, say the statement, you forgive them, because they know not what they do. You may need to say that 50 times a day, for 3 days. 4 days, 5 days, and then you come to realize that things have changed, things have shifted within you. And you know that no longer do you have those feelings of attachment towards these people. Forgiving them is releasing them and letting them onto their own lives and giving you the freedom to live yours. So forgive them and move forward. Forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. And then there will be a time where you do not have that energy anymore to even go through that experience, because you have reached a place of neutrality and you are ready to go on with your own life. All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
As I was sharing with the group, I've been having dreams for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I don't know, about, you know, the waves of energy coming in and the reaction of how that plays out for humanity. And my most recent one, humanity was more peaceful and harmonious about this wave of light coming in. There was no panic about it. They were peaceful about the ships arriving. And when I first started having them, there was a lot of war going on. There was the clones, blah, 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 blah. And so it's come very much into this harmonious, peaceful place. The one piece that never changes is I'm always drawn to have people pack up their belongings, you know, food, water, and camping gear so that we can go out into nature and get out of the city. It's not like we're in a big city, but just get out of the city and get into a mountainous area and stay there for a while. So is that part that stayed consistent just a matter of that taking people out into nature would help them to ground more and be more harmonious and to get them out of the chaotic energy that might still, you know, be there in a minimal amount? Or is there something more why I keep having that part of the lucid dream that never changes, that I'm guiding people to, let's go out in nature, let's get our goodies, let's pack up our camping gear and go, and when the big, you know, reveal comes about, when the first contact comes out.
Sierra, yes, you wish to?
Yes, I will answer this first. Woohoo!
I know, it's exciting. They're getting peaceful and harmonious now instead of the wars and the panics that I saw over the years.
That is so exciting. Isn't it wonderful that you have that glimpse, that you have that vision for your future, the vision that is going to occur? It is wonderful that you're part of this group, speaking this out in the group as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And so what we would say is the leading people out into nature, that is part of becoming more whole with this unity of mankind upon the planet. Getting out into nature, feeling our feet in the sand, feeling our feet in the dirt, experiencing the energies as they flow freely through the nature that you are going to be involved with. So this is part of what you are going to do, and having that dream shows that the time is near.
Indeed.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. One who serves.
To many light workers throughout the planet, and all of those who are awakening, becoming newly awakened, are also being coerced or instructed or directed or guided, rather, that is the word we are looking for, to be guided to go into nature more and more, to get out of the various miasma that is created in the big cities. And you will find, if you spoke to many lightworkers across the planet, many have been moving into areas that are less dense and less of the miasmas in terms of moving from the larger cities, the big cities, not so much into the country and into the mountains, but into areas that there are higher focus more on the spiritual aspects, more of light workers moving, such as this particular area. You find, most of you find yourselves here in the Phoenix, Arizona area. This is a very high vibrational area in many respects, as in more areas here in terms of Colorado and Utah and places of this nature. There are many that are moving into this particular area of the country, and this goes for various places in the world as well. It is an effort for many to, as they raise their awareness, as they raise their vibrations, they are being drawn to different areas where they can be more harmonious with nature and find a level of peace within themselves. So this is happening, and your dreams are pertaining to this, and many more will be having these particular types of dreams, especially about this particular wave of energy that is coming. It is here already, rather, and it is coming in more fuller fashion here shortly.
Indeed. Thank you for that. A second that I have to bring up, my consciousness leans towards always acknowledging that everything is pristine, that the earth is already this incredible golden presence, and that's been my consciousness for many, many years. And so I'm just wondering, and how to say this non-judgmentally, that when we go through these meditations, how long are people going to keep, you know, pointing out this darkness and that darkness, and that, to me, none of that exists. And, you know, that's just my reality, and I understand that. I focus on that which is pristine, and it's golden, and it's here, it's now. The perfection is already here. I haven't had the consciousness of looking at the other for quite, you know, 8-9 years. That's that's, you know, my awareness. So you were kind of alluding to that, so I just wanted to bring that up. When is it that people who are gathering in groups stop putting their attention on that which we don't want anymore? Just focus on that it's already here. The perfection's already here. Everything's already pristine. And
you have to understand, though, you're coming from it from your particular perspective, whereas we need to look at it from the perspective of all of the planet and, yes, certainly the light workers. And the various light workers, those that are here to share the light, to spread the light, are doing exactly that. And by doing this, they are spreading the light and sharing it and disintegrating or illuminating, rather, the various levels of darkness that are still here. Whether you believe they are here or not is not an issue, because they are here. It is in your perspective that it is not there, and that is a wonderful perspective. But unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, it is not the perspective of the majority of the population of the planet at this time. So we need to work from both sides here in this way. So you continue to do as you are doing and see the world as you want to see it and believe it, and you will see it, and that is all wonderful. And eventually, certainly, it will come to this for all that are here that move through this ascension process. But for those at this particular time now, we are working diligently with the various groups across the planet to bring about these changes in from the perspective that they are in at this particular time. Does this make sense to you? And Nishira, do you have anything to add
here? I do not. Thank you.
Very good.
Yes, that gives great clarity. Thank you very much.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I had a question, if I could.
Yes.
My name is Manoj, and I actually have a more, I guess, deeper spiritual questions. I've been through a lot of trauma in my life, but I've come to a point, and I feel like, you know, I've progressed spiritually quite a bit, and I've learned to see all those traumas from a learning perspective, that way how it's allowed me to grow and connect to people at a more deeper level. But I still have problems with letting go of some old thought patterns, like, you know, whether it's self-judgment or fears or maybe some addictions or self-guilt. And for the most part, I try to live in love and joy and try to fixate my mind on that to and then to spread that around and keep that energy going. But these thoughts still tend to come into my life, you know, when, you know, maybe from maybe weaker moments, I guess. And a lot of it had to do with my father, who was, you know, went through a lot of addictions, and had a lot of trauma in my life from that time. But he is also the one who will still kind of inflict some of that guilt and a lot of their problems and things on me and my brother as well. So I'm trying to let go. I've tried to forgive, and I do forgive, and from the bottom of my heart. But I was just wondering if you had any advice how to let go of those old thought patterns that still kind of affect me.
Yes. Just do it. Literally, seriously, just do it. Do not try to do it. Do not work at doing it. Simply do it. Now, we understand. We can say this from our perspective, certainly, because we've been there before, and we've gone through this, and we understand it, but we are removed from it in many respects, except in working with those of you. But where you are now, it is important for you to work through these various things and move through it and let it go, because it is all that you say. It is old programming. And this old programming needs to stay as old programming. It needs to stay in the background and not have it be a part of your current expression of who you are and the awareness that you are coming to. And the more that you can do this, and as we say earlier, to move to a point of neutrality in all things, then you will find that these particular old programming will dissipate, will go away. The old cabal way of creating this programming illusion will no longer be a part of your expression. Anything to add here, Ashira?
Vinosha, we are glad that you visited us again today. Thank you for being
No, thank you for having me.
We met him Wednesday evening on our call.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So many people in this room would tell you that through the years that they've spent together in this group, that they have gone through these similar experiences. Self-love, self-acceptance, self-forgiveness are all elements of the road that each of us is walking on as humans. Each of you is walking on as humans. We would say that whenever you may have your attention diverted to something that does not feel good to you, tell yourself that you love yourself. Tell yourself you forgive yourself. Shift that moment in your mind and your heart. And as you do this, you will find that less and less there will be these times coming up for you. Have faith. Go forward. This is a mighty opportunity for you. And to see every day and every action that you have in joy, you will find that you will be walking every day with lighter feet and more positive views upon yourself and your world, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here now?
Yes, I have a question. And thank you so much for the call and everyone on it and your questions, because the answers and feedback to others has helped me. I would like to ask, though, I am finding myself increasingly fatigued, and I'm going through a lot of change, eating healthier, cleaner food, becoming more neutral, becoming more self-loving, forgiving others, releasing. So I'm sure that may be a part of what's playing in to the fatigue or causing it. Perhaps it's also the energies that are coming on the planet. But I'm finding that, and maybe it's one more thing to let go of, that I'm not getting things done because I am so tired. And the fatigue seems to be increasing. Any specific feedback for me? Thank you so much.
Sierra, you or we?
Yes, I will start with this. Well, of course, we could say that you could have this checked out, but everyone in this room would laugh. You are building a whole new person for your next steps. You're undergoing changes, downloads. Your DNA is being updated and all sorts of other things as well as the new chakras that are coming online. Does this interpret into fatigue in your physical 3D body? Very possibly. We have talked about this too for many, many years, talked about the fatigue that people have, which changes to maybe full times of high energy charges. All of these are part of this experience now. So I would say at this moment in time, not be attached to those things that you cannot do unless they are invariable for you. If they are,
okay.
So let me think about the word, not grasping it. If it is not important, let it go. Do not be attached to those results. Get the rest you need. Allow yourself to go through the changes you are going through. And know that you will be walking out at the other end, as I say, a whole new person, one who serves.
Yes, and many of our lightworker emissaries are coming to a point where they're becoming tired. They're coming to a point in saying, just as James said earlier to the Susan, let's move on with this already. Let's let it go. Let's get this on. What is all this waiting for? And many of you are questioning this in the same way. You are wondering, why is it taking so long? And as you continue to ask that question, you become more tired. You become more fatigued because of it. And we would say to you and to anyone that comes with this understanding to allow it to be. If you are fatigued, let it be. Go to sleep. Experience. Let your body rest. All of these things. Your body is telling you what it wants. And you need to listen to it and go with it. This has to do with diet and rest and exercise and all of these things. Because you are coming into a new world here, a new paradigm, a new level of energies that you're not used to. Your body is not used to. It is not ready for it. It is not like you have acclimated in terms of those of us that moved through the ascension by moving into meditative states for days, weeks, months on end. You are not ready for that. Your body cannot handle those types of energies. But yet you are being bombarded with the same types of energies now that we had to deal with at that time. But we prepared ourselves over a period of time for this. You do not have that necessary preparation in this respect. Yes, Ananda has said you are acclimating to the energies, and you are acclimating to these many different energies that are coming in. But it is wearing on you, and we understand this. But let it be what it is. Know that you are being fatigued. Know that you are being tired. Know that you are anxious to get this all done with. And we are as anxious about to get this all done with as you are. We are looking for the celebrations as much as you are. We are looking for the change in vibration here on the planet as much as you are. But we all need to just sit back and get ready to enjoy the show, because you are going to have the show. We are all going to have it. It is coming, and there is nothing that can stop it at this point. It can only postpone it as it has been, but it cannot be stopped. So that is all we have here. We're going to release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti. Thank you. I am Ashira. What a pleasure to be with you today, to share with you in your questions and your answers, to share with you in your conversation earlier. It is amazing how diverse the topics that come to the method of conversation here, and how much wisdom from each of you for one another. It is gratifying for us to know that you are all providing support for one another. You are all providing light for one another. You are all providing insight for one another. Conversations are diverse, and it is beneficial for us to be able to listen to you and to see the growth that you have taken on and are moving with. We are pleased every day to be of service to you, to be walking beside each of you in your homes, to be whispering in your ears. Arabella came to me earlier today. She did not want time, but she wanted to remind you to call on your fairies. Call on your fairies when things seem to be, oh, let's say, not of light or not as much of light. Call on your fairies, for they will bring light to the situation. They will be there to assist you, for they have stepped forward, remember, to help each of you. You have your own fairy with your ascension process. Yes. We are going to leave you today with all of our love, Our blessings, Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.